It's become one of the most popular cosmetic treatments around in recent years. But how much do we know about the safety of teeth whitening procedures? There are strict rules on who can carry out the treatments and which chemicals can be used. But a Necoff Radio investigation has found salons and beauticians regularly flouting those rules, selling whitening gels which could cause tooth loss and gum damage. Investigations reporter Dan O'Donoghue has more.
I'm Dan O'Donoghue. Here's what we uncovered. The perfect smile. It's pushed on social media as the beauty standard. So it's no surprise demand for teeth whitening is on the up.
Teeth have become a really big part, like how people look and that, don't they?
There's a lot of pressure to look a certain way from a lot of people.
When you see them, it is like nice. You're like, oh, white teeth.
And you see the results and think, oh yeah, they're great then, I'll get them.
Seen an offer on in town and I thought, do you know what? I'm going to do that.
Kelly knows the dangers of teeth whitening all too well. She had to have four teeth removed after hair treatments at a Lancaster salon went wrong.
It was horrific. I didn't even want to go out. Didn't go to work. Didn't want to go out of the house. Didn't want anybody to see me looking like I did.
The grandmother has spent tens of thousands of pounds over the last 10 years trying to repair the damage.
They've got no idea of the pain and suffering that using them gels actually causes.
There are strict laws on who can perform the procedures and the strength of the chemicals that can be used. But a beautician who contacted the Northwest investigation team raised concerns that salons in the region were regularly flouting those rules. And it didn't take us long to find evidence of criminality in plain sight. Salons offering extreme bleach treatments and kits at illegally strong levels, some as much as 500 times the safe limit for home use.
Yeah, this is the address she's given us.
We're on our way to East Manchester to collect a £55 home treatment advertised as 35% Carmamide peroxide.
It's just a pay on the right, apparently, isn't it?
The address given by White and Bright in Droylsden is a residential property. The seller isn't there, so her relative hands over the kit.
Have you paid her yet?
Yes.
How did it go?
Good. There you go.
What is in that
Two
bag?
Unmarked syringes. No warnings, no ingredients, no nothing, just...
It's wild.
Just go for it.
Now we're on Merseyside. We've been messaging a seller offering a training course and a bogus qualification in teeth whitening for £300.
I'm not seeing anything that even looks like a salon.
The address we're given for Pearly White Diamonds brings us to the car park of a registered retirement home.
Yeah, amazing, thank you. So you'll give me all the instructions, basically. Everything, lovely, yeah. Thank you.
Your certificate's in there.
See you later, thanks so much. He's given us two different colours because we've got two different strengths. We've got high 30 to 35, extreme 50 to 53. So those two are 50 to 53, yeah. And there you go.
This is your qualification then?
Pre-signed certificate, yeah.
We took the kits to the University of Lancashire's dental lab for analysis. The tests confirmed that the levels of bleach in the gels were as advertised, dangerously over the legal limit.
Dr. Shalini oversaw the testing.
If you also exposed your gums to that, you could actually essentially cause a chemical burn. So, I mean, you know, you're damaging potentially your teeth, you are potentially damaging your gums. I just don't see why people, at least I would hope, people wouldn't want to take that risk.
We asked the beauticians to respond to our findings. We had no response. The General Dental Council hasn't brought a prosecution for illegal teeth whitening in 4 years.
Here's Dr. Woodhouse from the British Dental Association.
The General Dental Council should be going after them like pitchforks and torches kind of deal, as opposed to like doing what they normally do, which is kind of backhaling it to trade and standards. If you're damaging a biological structure, if I were to break your nose, that's a criminal assault. Well, if I start breaking your teeth, that's the same thing.
Kelly urged people to beware.
And everybody probably thinks it's not going to happen to me, but I was one of them, and it did happen to me. All I can say to people is please do your research. You've got no idea what these guys are using.
Neck Off Radio, one world, one voice.